Listening Library presents Magic Treehouse, Merlin Missions, Book Number 2, Haunted Castle on Hallows' Eve. This is Mary Pope Osborne. Chapter 1, All Hallows' Eve.
"Maybe I should be a vampire instead of a princess," said Annie.
She and Jack were sitting on their front porch. A cool breeze rustled the trees. Autumn leaves twirled to the ground.
"But you already have your princess costume," said Jack. "Besides, you were a vampire last Halloween."
"I know, but I want to wear my big teeth again," said Annie.
"So wear your big teeth and be a vampire princess," said Jack.
He stood up. "I'm going to go put on my ghoul makeup now."
"Oh, man," said Jack.
A giant black bird swooped down to the ground. The bird strutted through the fallen leaves. Its feathers glistened in the golden afternoon light.
"Wow, is that a crow?" asked Annie.
"It's too big for a crow," said Jack. "I think it might be a raven."
"A raven?" said Annie. "Cool."
The raven lifted its sleek head and stared at them with bright eyes. Jack held his breath. The bird hopped forward. It flapped its great black wings and lifted into the air. Then he glided into the autumn sky and headed toward the Frog Creek woods. Annie jumped up.
"It's a sign! Morgan's back," she said.
"I think you're right," said Jack. "Let's go."
Jack and Annie hurried across their front.